Don't be a fire fizzler.
Stay, let that fire burn.
Yes, because hopefully you'll find a good friend who will come along and ignite you.
That's right.
Blow you up in a good way, not like in a death way.
Yo, 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 what is up, everybody? And welcome to another episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. We are here once again to bring you all the Monday happiness and joy that you can possibly tolerate and stand for a Monday morning. Oh, man. So we are, if you're watching the video version of this right now, there's some stuff going. So I'm still in my house. I'm just in a completely different location. I'm downstairs because I'm like trapped down here now because I just had knee surgery last week. And so I have no ability to get upstairs in my house. So now I'm like downstairs in my normal place where we do the show, where I do all the controlling and everything is up in my upstairs office. So I'm now in like a temporary office setting for now until I can get back up and down the stairs. And you're like in a completely, you're usually in your house, your office. You're like,
I'm currently in a store because my office, get ready for this, folks, has water all over it. And I'm pretty sure based on the smell, it's poo water.
Oh,
I know. Oh my God.
So sorry.
Oh, me too.
Welcome to the Mondayest Monday of all Mondays.
You guys, it's awful. But you know, true nature of my sweet little town, I had the doors open and one of my favorite people stopped in. They're like, hey, we saw your doors open, but the lights on or the lights off. So we want to make sure nothing happened. I was like, no, I'm just airing it out, poo water. So he just dropped me off a fan to use. Like, this community is amazing. Thank you, CJ.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's nice to live in a small town.
It is. The benefits, you get to borrow fans for those times that you don't expect poo water to be all over your office.
No, that's something you don't normally expect on a Monday morning. But of course, it's going to happen on a Monday morning. That's the thing.
There you go. So I'm just going to have my Mr. Rogers mug.
Yeah. Well,
and then find my inner peace.
It's a good thing this week's song or show theme is what it is.
Yes. So
got to try to find the positive in all of this situation here. So, so first of all, welcome, everybody. Thank you to everybody who's tuning into the live feed of the show right now. And welcome to those of you who are catching the replay or listening to the audio version wherever you get podcasts. Please do us a very quick favor before you listen to any more of the show is hit that follow button wherever you're checking the show out or the subscribe button over on YouTube. And make sure you click the little bell right there on YouTube so that way you get notified every single time we drop a new episode of the show or upload any kind of video content to the channel, which we're constantly doing. Same thing, too, I think, for some of the different platforms, the audio platforms. Like, you got to hit the follow button, and sometimes there's, like, a little thing to, like, get notified. But regardless, you want to hit that follow button because you never want to miss an episode of Song Swap Showdown. And also, do that for some of your favorite creators, too, because it does help their shows grow. It helps our show grow. And we really appreciate hanging out and spending some time with us as you all do every single Monday or whenever you get a chance to listen to the show. If this is your first time checking out Song Swap Showdown, well, you are in for a treat because you were scrolling through all the billions of podcasts and you go, what is this Song Swap Showdown about? Well, let me give it a try. Well, thank you for giving us a try. Here's what our show is about. Basically, what Amanda and I do each and every week is we swap. We swap three songs with each other that we don't think the others heard. And all the songs are actually based on a theme that is actually picked by us in our community. At the end of every show, we do a spin the wheel. So you want to make sure you stay tuned all the way to the end where we spin the wheel to pick next week's song or show theme. So this week's show theme we have is a good one. And this was also picked by a community member, Dave Mattingly, our Mr. VIP community member. So normally, though, how we do is we rate the songs on a sliding scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being a dumpster fiver song. Get it out of here. Burn it. Don't want to hear it again. Throw it into the sun. all the way up to 5 records, which is heavenly.
Oh, the sun just like came on me too.
I saw that.
The sun.
Heavenly music to our ears, going on the eternity playlist. That's right. The playlist that we could listen to for all of eternity and never get sick of those songs. Never, ever, ever. And then to add some more bonus fun is Amanda and I have been keeping track, which hasn't been all that long, but we've been keeping track of whose playlist reigns supreme for the week. And right now, currently, Amanda is in the lead with she's 4-3.
I think so.
And I'm 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
Our official scorekeeper, Mr. Ian from Australia, is on.
Ian, help us out here.
Mathing part. So thank you, Ian. And by the way, if you're watching live and you want to participate in the chat, go right ahead. Chat is lighting up this morning. Love it. We appreciate everybody's involvement. I see Dave in there. I see Ian writing a lot of great things. So we will get to those comments as we go and share what to be saying. But, you know, feel free to play along with us at home. If you are watching live and you want to comment, let us know. Did we get it right? Do you agree with our record rating? What other songs do you think we should have talked about? We also have a Facebook group, too. You can go in there and also participate in there as well, where we're always posting questions and fun stuff and polls. And also, it's a way to also participate within the show because we always post the theme in there. And we always ask, what are your suggestions? What you think should be on the playlist? So definitely get involved in that. Completely free to join. You can use the link in the show notes to join any of the things that we're talking about. Also, if you're watching, there's a QR code on the screen. You can scan that and boom, boom, boom. Takes you wherever you want. Bam, bam, bam.
Boom.
Including our merch store.
Yes, which we have some really fun merch over there that are not necessarily just Song Swap Showdown branded. Go over there, check it out. Get some stuff. Get some goodies.
Get some stuff.
Get some goods.
Stuff. All right. So our show theme this week, Amanda, what I'm gonna throw it over to you. What? Dave Mattingly picked an interesting show theme, and right away my brain started going in like hyperspeed. So what did Dave throw on the wheel of show themes?
He threw on the wheel meaningful songs.
Yes.
And we were like, ooh, this is so great. And my mind was spinning, spinning, spinning. And as Chris and I discussed it, as we were choosing our songs, though, we realized, well, what type of meaning? Like, there was so much more to the original meaningful type, instruction of song we were supposed to choose. So what I thought was going to be an immediate, like, slam dunk. Oh, this song, this song, this song. And then I was like, oh, but who? There was a lot of, So there were songs that went on my list, songs that went off my list. And Chris, I think that happened to you too.
Yeah, there were definitely songs that went on my list and off my list for sure. And, you know, typically, I mean, this does happen. I usually have a first pass at a list and then I sit on it and I think about it and I'm like, oh, this song would be really cool. Because once again, too, I'm also trying to always think about songs that, once again, you haven't heard before. You know, so I do think about that, like, and what's a song that you might enjoy hearing or what's a song that may challenge you? Because I also like that, too, because I do want to hear your reaction and see, like.
Spoiler alert, there's one on this list that did. Ouch.
I know for a fact.
I'm gripping my sweater.
So I do put a lot of time into thinking about that. So this one definitely had songs that came on and came off because I do have a lot, and I'm sure, I don't know if most people, I know you do these things, but I make playlists constantly. So I have like different playlists and I have like what I call like my PMA playlist, like my positive mental attitude playlist. And there's songs that are definitely on there that I pulled from and put onto this list. And then there's other songs that I was like, man, I've always loved this song. And then, you know, I'm like, I think the lyrics would really work on this. So yeah. So this was a good one. I like this, Dave. Thank you for putting this. Thank you for making this choice because definitely put a lot of thought into this into these songs this week. At least I know I did.
I did
know
too.
You did too. Not that you didn't, but
Amanda, I don't want to judge you, but
No, I felt like I feel like you could see the smoke coming out of my ear as well while my brain was like,
Yeah, it was. You went hard on yours, and I went more Amanda. On mine. Yeah,
you're definitely full on Amanda on this playlist. Your playlist is total Amanda.
Yeah, you're pretty true to Chris. I think this week I'm pretty true to Amanda. But I'm happy with where our 6 songs landed.
Yeah, me too. I think they're a good contrast to each other, and I am excited to have added them to our playlist. Which, by the way, if you want to hear any of the songs in their entirety that we discuss, Amanda and I have curated every single song that we've talked about since the start of this season, season three, over on Spotify. You can listen to the Song Swap Showdown 2023 playlist. We also have one for previous years, 2022 and 2021 as well. But if you want to keep up with all the songs that we do discuss on the show and you want to check them out for yourself and make your own ratings and whether or not they're dumpster fires of a song or heavenly music to your ears, check out the playlist over on Spotify. Or if you don't have Spotify, then, you know, I don't know, look up the songs yourself on whatever you're
which is so easy to do. And we would love, I mean, we use songfacts.com a ton to do a lot of our research. So they usually have the song and the facts and the lyrics right in one spot. We're not sponsored by them, but we'd love to be. So check them out.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get to some of the comments real quick before we dive in. So Mr. Mark Ronick checking in. Good morning, Rock. Mark with Good Morning CNA. Love you, buddy. Thank you so much. Ian saying, I think it's right. Amanda's 4-3. Yeah, I think that's right, too. The last piece of paper I have says 4-3 on it. So, which that piece of paper could have been from several weeks ago.
Fair.
Yeah. Dave Mattingly, today, even Chris and Amanda even swapped their song studios. Yeah, great.
Yes, I like it.
Great pick, Dave.
We swapped anywhere.
Yeah. Next week, Amanda will bring us songs of poo.
Too soon. I don't. Are there songs of poo?
Yeah, I don't know.
There probably
I'm sure there are.
I mean,
you've got an entire Christmas at record, Mr. Hanky. You know, Mr. Hanky's Christmas.
A little time, just drink a pot of coffee. Drink a sip of coffee. I meant.
Yeah, you almost spit that coffee out of here.
What are we right on the screen?
I bet there's some Mr. Hanky songs of poo. There's definitely Christmas songs. Ian's picked out some songs for us too. Let's just share those really quick. So Ian's got for Amanda, he's picking The Lord's Prayer by Sister Janet Mead, Receive the Power by Guy Sebastian, and Royal Telephone by Jimmy Little. Dave is picking for Amanda. I love this, by the way, guys. I love that you guys put song picks out for us. I appreciate that. Dave is saying my picks for Amanda are Ivan, Tomorrow Never Comes, Depeche Mode. Nice, get the balance right. And Transplants, Fall Back Down. Good one. Very good. And Ian's, for me, saying Treaty by Yutu Yindi. I think I'm saying that right. They Took the Children Away by Archie Roach. And Let the Franklin Flow by Gowanna. And then Dave is also picking for me. Ages and Ages, Divisionary, Do the Right Thing. Spottiswood and His Enemies, I'm Back Up. And Noah and the Whale, Life is Life. All right. These are great.
Life is life. What Love this. Name?
Love this.
Thank and you Dave guys. Is
also liking that the Bouncing Souls are on my playlist. I knew he would.
So. I love it. I love when our members of our community send us song choices. We also Chris always posts in our Facebook group that everyone should go join. It's free. Go join it. Chris and Amanda Song Swap Showdown Backstage Pass, right? Is that what it's called?
Yep, that's it. Okay. The Backstage Pass. Yep.
Man, yeah, that's a mouthful. And a lot of people were contributing over there. And you know what? I almost put one on it, but I was like, I'm gonna switch it back up. This had about six edits, my list of three. It was rough.
Six edits. Wow. Okay.
I would say six edits. And like Lauren, like I had a different song of hers on. Yeah. It was rough. It was rough. Yeah. But I think the songs are great. So I'm excited to dive into them.
All right. Let's go. Let's get the swapping started. I'll go first.
Okay.
Can I go first?
Yes, you can, because I love this song.
I know you do. So this is actually an interesting song. This is a song that I have kind of forgotten about over time because it's not one of my go-to Carpenter songs.
For sure.
But and you would think it's a deep cut, but it's actually not a deep cut. Like, you know, I mean, because it was for a film, and it actually became just as popular as the A-side version of the single. So the song we're talking about is Bless the Beasts and Children by the Carpenters, which also could be a metal song if you think about it. If you go Bless the Beast and it's Bless the Beast and it's, but I mean it could actually double as a metal song.
Okay, let's get sidetracked for 1 second. I just want everyone to understand Chris and I's relationship goes so much further than just doing this show. Chris and I send each other TikToks or reels often. Oh. And Chris will send, let's be very clear, we're on two different sides of TikTok though. And so yeah. Chris will send me these wonderful TikToks that it'll start as like a kid looking adorable. And then they'll just go into blast the blues. Like, it's so unexpected. And it's so great. So if you want to get in on this fun, maybe we should start posting some of those in our group too.
We probably should start posting some of them. Are like what I sent you the other day.
Oh my gosh.
With the preacher and the guy playing metal guitar.
People are so clever and so talented out there. It's so great.
So creative. So I do think of that though sometimes when we talk about the Carpenters, like if someone took a Carpenter song and like metaled it up or something, or like, you know. It just would be, I just would be hilarious to see like a, and the thing is, it's like, okay, so here I say this all the time, and you've probably all seen these memes on Instagram, but I always say it like the Carpenters don't have any business being as hard as they do. Like the Carpenters, I mean, they just hit. I feel like the Carpenters slam. I am a proud Carpenters fan. I have no problem saying it. I love the Carpenters. I think they're amazing. The brother sister duo, like they are musical geniuses. We all talk about how talented, insanely talented Karen was, but you really have to look at, you know, her brother too, who is also like just amazingly, he's such a great composer, and such a great arranger of songs, and just so great that, you know, sometimes I feel like a little bit that Richard Carpenter, I'm not going to say he gets lost in the mix because it's the Carpenters, but
sure,
you know, obviously, you know, Karen, she's the singer, and like she was out there and she's a spotlight. And so a lot of attention on Karen and obviously, you know, her life and her story. But Richard Carpenter, I mean, you talk about one of the main thrusts of the Carpenters and the sound. Like the sound that the Carpenters have is really due to
it's so to distinctive too.
It really is. And so, you know, I mean, the two of them together are just very special human beings. And, you know, thank God they left us with a ton of great music. So agree to disagree. But I think the Carpenters are just they are an American treasure. That's my rant about the Carpenters.
Rants so, heard around the world. Yeah.
So this song in particular, though, so a little bit about Bless the Beasts and Children, right? So this is the theme song to the 1971 film and was performed by the Carpenters. It was the B-side of their hit Superstar. So, which I found that fascinating because Superstar is a huge song. Like, the song actually received enough of its own airplay that Billboard listed the single as Superstar / Bless the Beasts and Children on a Hot 100 charting. First at number 16 in the week of 11/20/71, and then number 21 for the week 11/27/71. Bless the Children and the Beast had its own run as an A-side, charting on the Billboard Hot 100, eventually topping out at number 67. In order to promote it, the Carpenters performed on their television series, Make Your Own Kind of Music, as F for Film Music. It was nominated in 1972 Academy Award for Best Song, but it lost to Isaac Hayes' theme from Shaft. So, unfortunately, a lot. But hey, you know what? If you're going to lose to anybody, losing to Isaac Hayes' theme from Shaft, that's if you're going to lose to anything, losing to that, that's okay, because that's an iconic theme song. So this song, like I said, I hadn't actually heard this one in a while because it hasn't been a go-to. It's not typically a go-to for me. So so it's like one of those where it's a deep cut, but it's not really a deep cut type of deal. But hearing it again, this song is sneaky. I'm gonna say,
I like it.
Yeah, this song is sneaky because it starts very like unsuspectingly, like really, like I mean, in a typical Carpenters way, you know. So I'll play like it's got this very like, you know, almost somber, very, you know, typical Carpenters like heavenly.
Yep, you're walking through a forest.
Yeah. And then Karen comes in like silk.
so true.
Then you get to this part in the song. Like, it kind of starts like that. And then you get.
When the darkness.
This, like, it picks up. With, like. And you get this really great, like, piano. And the drums get super groove. So great.
Oh, it's so good.
So it starts off as this like really smooth like ballad, and then kind of gets a little rocking. Like
rocking, yes.
For the Carpenters, and then comes right back into like this like, so a great song. I mean, you really have to go back and listen to the song and listen to like the genius of the music mm-hmm. and the production and the arrangement of the song. So where do I rank Bless the Beast and Children? So not my favorite Carpenter song.
Totally understand.
But it's hard for me to ever hate on any Carpenter. I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to like, I can't give Carpenters like bad ratings or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm a big fan. So I'll rate it on the song and the way it hits me. I think I would give it a 3.8.
This song. Okay.
I think it's a very good song. And it will probably, I mean, I listen to the Carpenters, so it'll be probably in, you know, if it's not in my car, I don't think it's in my Carpenters playlist now, but I'm going to add it. Okay. I have to do a quick scan. I don't think I've ever added this to my Carpenters playlist. So mm-hmm. I would add this though. It's a good tune. And I'm telling you, man, it is a sneaky tune. Like
I love that you put it that way.
You don't expect it to kind of hit hard and it kind of hits you. And then it's like, oh, and then it comes back and then it's like, it's cool. And then it's, you know, it's the Carpenters, man. I love it. No, but I think it's a cool song and definitely recommend if you haven't heard the song, check it out and kind of listen to it with like some renewed ears, you know?
Meaningful ears.
Yeah.
Because I think mm-hmm. the message in that is very important.
Right. So let's talk about the message actually. So. Real quick,
bless
yes,
the beast
message,
and those babies.
Bless the beast. This is like straight up an Amanda song. Like that's what you said. This is an Amanda playlist. This is an Amanda song for sure. This has got your fingerprints all over it.
It does. I break but it is. Birds and I save babies.
Yeah. It's a great message. I mean, it's very positive. It's motivational, and I think it's also, sends a great message without being too preachy.
Yes.
You know, I don't think they're clobbering you over the head with it. So I think that is nice because I feel like the song could then be made into whatever it is for you.
Yeah.
As opposed to being kind of siloed into like, and you know what I'm talking about, being siloed into like,
I do.
This is strictly like a Christian song or something like that. Whereas like, hey, this song could be for anybody regardless mm-hmm. of what, like, just enjoy the song, like make it your own. And I think that's kind of cool too. And I think songs are like that operate really well. I mean, listen, I think there's definitely a place for faith-based songs. Nothing wrong with that.
Of course.
But I think sometimes I think those songs do a bit better when they are a little bit more universally accepted as opposed to just kind of siloing in on, you know, one key demo. But that's just my opinion. But I think the song does a great job with it.
Awesome. All right. I'll take your
3.8.
I think that's fair because we're comparing it to some of their powerhouse songs, right? When you're giving five records for some Carpenters, I think it's fair that it goes in a 3.8.
It's tough because that's what I do, you know? Absolutely. And I mean, and it's in because it's like, hey, I'm a Carpenters fan, right? So I have to weigh it against. And it is interesting though. I didn't know the history about the song. I didn't know it was the B-side to Superstar. And I kind of funny that it became just as popular as Superstar, mm-hmm. which is, I find that like, it's like, just goes to show like the power of the Carpenters. Like people are just like, oh great. The A-side, but play the B-side. And it's like crazy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's what a time to have been alive in 1971.
Right? And you know, I'm just waiting for the opportunity to use this on a TikTok. I just gotta wait.
Yeah, you gotta wait.
It'll be the perfect. There'll be the perfect B-roll video on my phone. It'll be like, this is it.
This is it. So comes a couple quick comments here. Karen Carpenter reminds me of Judith Durham, who was an amazing lead singer of the Seekers, who I think Amanda would love. That is coming from Ian. Dave, what kind of ants are the Carpenter ants? Dave, what is Dave on his tight five? We're gonna tight five. Shaft, shut your mouth. Oh, and John Pica checking in.
Good morning, John.
From back of the cereal box. Definitely. Good morning, kids. I'm actually able to watch you live this. Oh, thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it. Definitely check out back of the cereal box on Saturday morning, starting at least 9 a.m. here Central time. That's when I catch it. 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sorry. I think it starts 8 a.m. Central Time, Johnny, if I'm not mistaken. But back of the cereal box, great, great show. We love Johnny. If you're into comic books, anything nerdum and geek that is pop culture, you definitely want to check out Back of the Cereal Box. So thank you, Johnny. Always a pleasure. And so happy you could join us live today.
He's everywhere doing all the things.
Oh, my God. Magic shows.
know. He just added a show a couple weeks ago, was his first one. And I hope it went really well, Johnny. Update us on that. Because he's everywhere. I don't know
if you're a sucker if you're a sucker for magic tricks like I am, definitely check out his videos. He plays reels and his TikToks. He does like magic tricks. And I'm like, I can watch it all day long.
I know. Remember David Copperfield?
Yeah.
And he would do the specials. He made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Made it disappear. I don't even know. Where did it go? I'm still waiting for it to come back.
Where did Where did it go?
I don't think the Statue of Liberty that's there is the real one. I think it's still David Copperfield.
David Copperfield, you have some explaining to do.
Guy's a warlock.
I know. Agreed. All right. Back to music.
And back to our regularly scheduled program.
There you go. All right. Chris's first song to me was Voice by Sinsfield.
Yes.
For those who are just listening and not watching, Chris did like this, what is it? Like the AOK, like kind of like thing, like, and yes, it was as if A-OK. Like, I should say no more. Like, okay, concluded. We can go on to song number three now.
Yeah.
Like, what more do you need to say besides
what else the more name do you need to say?
Yeah. Of the song and the band?
I mean, I know this band is not popular. They never really broke big. They had their shots. They just never broke. But man, I've always mm-hmm. loved this band. And this song to me, when we first came up, I always knew that this song was going to wind up on the list because I love the lyrics to this song.
I have them actually pulled up because I think they're so great. And so just to give some of our listeners a little bit of the lyrics are, yours is so distinctive. And I'm immediately like, it's like obviously The Voice, right? Because that's the name of the song. And I can hear it from miles away. And when you speak so clearly, Lord, I know what you're going to say. Yeah. I just feel like so that is so me to my core. Sometimes I'm like, I know, Lord, I get it. I know what you're saying. Like I can hear it a mile away, but like, am I really listening? You know? So I did. The lyrics were pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. They are. I love them. I mean, and you know, this band, I mean, John Bush, who's unfortunately the lead singer, he's no longer with us. They just were a great, like, they came on to like, they were all in like punk and hardcore bands back in the day. And sort of this was like them, like basically what happens in punk and hardcore is you start off like not really being able to know really how to play too well. And then you learn how to play, you learn how to write better songs, and you evolved into like post-hardcore or something else. And like Sinsfield was a band of musicians who all started off in the scene and then just evolved. Like they took that next big step to like writing really good songs, very well crafted songs, and always having those roots, but like blending it well. And they continued, like their later records continued to push it and get more and more just better songwriting, better melodies, like constructing really well written like pop rock songs. But this is off their like sort of their first full length record. So, you know, they're still sort of in that like in between. But this song, I just feel like this is such a standout song on this record for me. Like it just the it's there, you know.
It's really great. And Ian's coming in with saying he doesn't really know this one. So if you could play a little bit. So play a little bit of this song.
Let's play a little bit of voice from Sinsfield here.
And then we'll do some more talking.
Yeah, highly recommend you guys checking this out on the playlist. It's a good one.
I really like that intro.
Yeah. It's just, and John Bush's voice, oh God, I miss his voice, man. It's so good. Such a great singer. I saw them live so many times. Always awesome.
I feel like you kind of know what you're going to expect on this one.
Yeah.
When the lyrics start being sung.
Kicks in, goes. It's so easy to do.
I can hear from miles away. The tone of the voice is really good.
And yeah. You speak so clearly. I love what it kicks in.
Lord, I know what you're going to say.
It's kind of a perfect little storm.
Yeah. I love that. I'm gonna tell you everything's gonna be alright. Tried every window. Locked out of my house. I mean, so good. so good. It I love this song.
It's a good song to like. I felt this one. And, you know, I'll be honest. So we do our research for the show days in advance. But Monday mornings, I typically only listen to our playlist. I want to listen to all six songs over and over again just so they're really fresh, right? And so this one's playing as I'm dealing with all the poo water next door. And I'm like, man, this is so good. I'm so grateful Dave put this on the spinning wheel of themes for our show. And it landed on last Monday's theme for this Monday, because I'm like, I needed these songs today.
Everything happens for a reason.
It really does. Because, you know, I find myself saying, Lord, all the time. Like, Lord, or my God. So this kind of just smacks me around a little bit. And it's just like, you're fine, Amanda. Just settle down. So I think I really enjoyed the presentation of this song. Mm-hmm. I like the delivery of this song. I think it was exactly what I expected when I started to hear the intro of it.
Yeah.
So what year did this song come out? Like a generalized year?
I believe this was 1990.
I should know that. Sorry.
I'm glad to try to say it's like 94, 95.
I felt like it was in the 90s. And I meant to go back and double check that. So it even feels like has that vibe, which I kind of like the 90s. I mean, 80s.
94. Yeah.
Dang, 94. You were spot on, Chris Baglio. Look at you go. You
came
know
out,
your voice.
Came off of the record Killed for Less on the legendary hardcore label Revelation Records. Legendary.
Killed for Less. I love that so much. Hey, I've killed for less. Means you're willing to go big. I need a shirt that says that. I've killed for. Can we wear a shirt that says that without being stared at?
I don't know. I think you may get
that
stared at.
That might be a threat. Oh, gosh. Amanda would get arrested. All right. No to that shirt. No to that shirt.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about that shirt, Amanda.
I've killed for less, especially with me wearing it. Oh, my gosh. I'm so deranged. A little poo water, and Amanda's ready to kill for less.
That's it. The power of the poo water. We'll do it for you.
The power of the poo water. That might be a better shirt.
I don't know about that one either.
I can't. Tony Donato just walked into this, and he's probably like, what the heck?
Just checking in while I'm on my break. Good morning, you two. He goes, we're anything you want. F what others think.
I like that, Tony.
There you go. Amanda, if you want to wear I've Killed for Less or the Power of the Poo Water shirt, you know what? I support you.
Thank you. That's friendship right there, you guys. All right. So where do I rate this song? I rate this. I'm going to give this a 4.0.
All right.
Between the death and the poo, it's going to land at 4.0. Death and the
poo. We're talking about such a positive song and like all this like uplifting stuff. And then somehow we got on. I killed for less and Power of Poo Waters.
Well, it's just funny that this song is on an album called I've Killed for Less. I've Killed for Less.
It's just go Killed for Less.
Oh, Killed for Less.
Killed for Less.
I add the I've.
Oh, man. Wow. Right, so. Well, I'm so glad you guys can all spend some time with us today, because this is what you're in for the rest of the show.
It's a Monday.
Yeah. Amanda's dealing with poo water and I'm on a lot of medication for my leg. So
if that isn't so, Chris and Amanda.
There it is.
This is kind of our normal lives. There's always some sort of poo water or something like that for us, but we just work through it.
That's it. That's the benefits of doing a live show.
Absolutely.
All right. So right now we're standing at, you've got a 3.8 for the Carpenters. Bless the beasts and children. You've given me four records for Sensfield's voice. Your next song to me, this was an interesting song. And I remember you gave me some Lauren Daigle. I'm going to say the Daigle songs before. So the song is called Rescue. Interesting song, very, very personal song, like really personal. I feel like that listening to this, like I felt it, you know, like she really felt these lyrics. I would say when I was looking at some research of this, she had basically said, this is what she was saying is Rescue is probably one of the most personal songs on a record. It was written for someone close to me who's going through a difficult time. I want people to listen to the song and leave and leave feeling that mm-hmm. while they may be struggling, there are better times ahead. I've had some time to sing the song around the world in a way that is connected with people is something that is surreal. Still to this day, when I listen to the song, I will cry. That's the beauty of the mm-hmm. song, and that's why it's so personal and why it means so much. So I felt that made complete sense after listening mm-hmm. to it. Like, it's mm-hmm. such a personal tune. Her voice, by the way, I know you've given me Lauren Daigle stuff mm-hmm. before, and I was actually listening to this yesterday with my buddy Josh was over. We got your song, you updated, and we were like, oh, let's listen to the songs. And he actually said it, and I was like, wow, it clicked with me. She, and it sounds like Adele. Like, her and Adele have such a very similar vocal quality. Oh, my God. Like, I love that voice. I think Adele is such an amazing singer. She's so great. And so Lauren Daigle, I thought, like, having listened to the song, I didn't even think about it at first until he said that. And I was like, wow, that is really spot on. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy the quality of her voice. I think that mm-hmm. she sings with a lot of passion on this song, obviously, considering knowing how personal this story is and the song is to her. But you really hear it in the performance of this mm-hmm. version of the song, which, you know, I don't know if there's other versions, but definitely this recorded version.
I
like that. I like the emotion. I felt it. You know, there were definitely parts in the song that I could bond with, you know, in the mm-hmm. sense of, like, there was a set of lyrics in here that I loved when she said it. Let me see if I can bring them up really quick. I love the beginning, like, you're not hidden, there's never been a moment, you were forgotten, you were not hopeless, though you've been broken, your innocence stolen, I hear you whisper beneath your, like, I think that's, and I hear your SOS, I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. I think that's so great, you know, mm-hmm. it's true, I will rescue. Great lyrics, like, really good stuff.
And I love how she says, like, SOS twice. The delivery of how she does that is, like, it's just so impeccable. I really enjoy this song so much.
Yeah, let me play a little bit of this while we're talking about it here. Sorry.
I will send out an army to find you.
Like, I love the piano playing on this.
Night, it's true.
Just enough.
I will rescue. Yeah.
Like, it's perfect.
It's a very well arranged song.
There is no distance.
I heard vocal quality is.
It cannot be covered.
So good.
Over and over.
A little raspy.
You're not defenseless.
Yes. I like it's a
which
bluesier.
I like that rasp.
I'll be your shelter.
Very good
I'll
stuff.
Be your armor.
I love that. I'll be your armor.
I hear you. Whisper underneath your breath.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I hear your SOS, your SOS.
Really good. Really good lyrics. Her voice is great. I definitely recommend you guys, if you haven't listen to the song ever heard before, go mm-hmm. on to Spotify playlist, check it out, or wherever, you know, you check out music. Mm-hmm. I think that you'll be pretty moved by. Obviously, I think it's not one of those songs I think you just flip on anytime and listen to.
but when you need some meaning in your life.
Right. I mean, if you're looking, you know what? This song is kind of like one of those where, like, I feel a certain way and I'm looking uh-huh. for something that sort of feels similar mm-hmm. to the way I'm feeling right now. I think the song works well for that. Like, for sure. I'm looking for that warm blanket, like, you know, and I feel like this song is that for those particular times. Like, I wouldn't just, you know, flip this on hanging out with friends and I don't even know if I'd put it on. Like,
what a mood killer.
What a mood killer. And I don't even know if I'd even flip it on, like, on a Sunday morning, like, because I don't even know if it's, like, that much of a hanging out song. It's just very personal, you know?
It is, and I think that's fair because I don't really listen to the song if other people are around. I'm listening to it when I need to be – when I need to feel heard and felt and seen.
Yeah, I think that's a great time. Like, I'm going to flip on my headphones and maybe just, mm-hmm. like, just take some time. Like, I just –
Yep.
Need to get myself centered, you know, that kind of stuff. So yep. I think it's a great song for that kind of situation.
I'm going through something song.
I'm going through something song. So with all that being said, the one thing I did with the song that kind of, and because it is a very certain, I think, a time to listen to that song, the one thing I did think, the only drawback to the actual arrangement of the song was I felt like it was very like, sort of like a straight line. It never, I mean, it has its little builds and ups and downs, but it got a little repetitive in that way. That's my only real, I'm going to say, I don't even want to say negative. It's just, and that's just how I am. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was my only thing that I felt like, okay, like it just kind of felt like it was like, mm-hmm. Up and down, and then song's over and just like, I don't know. So,
that's fair.
But I also don't know, does this song need anything more than that? So there's also that too. Like, I think maybe the song is just perfect the way it is, mm-hmm. and that's it. And it just does what it's supposed to do for people. So mm-hmm. all that being said, I would give it a 3.5.
Okay.
It's a nice song. It's very well sung. I think the lyrics are really great, but not sure I would go back and listen to it again. I don't know. But it's a good tune, and I think giving it a 3.5 doesn't make it a bad tune.
For sure.
But I don't give it I don't think I can give it a 4 just for the fact of, like, I don't know if I'm going to actually go back and, like, listen to it a bunch of times.
Hey, we have criteria of what a 4 is, what a 5 is, and if it doesn't hit that for you, it doesn't hit that for you. And I think that's fair. I didn't take that into consideration when I did this playlist about the repeat. The repeatability of a song.
But you don't have to.
No, but that's true, because that does affect scoring for me too as a scorer. So I think that was a really fair point.
So that is my only, but other than that, great song. I highly recommend checking it out. If you're looking for personal songs that have very good meaning, definitely check it out.
Like it. All right. So I received your 3.5.
Lauren Daigle's Rescue. Okay. 3.5.
All right. Let's go into Chris's second song to me. This Fire by Killswitch Engage. So
I knew what I was getting into when I put this on, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna do it because I don't want to shortchange you, because I want you to give your review. But I did have a reason.
Quintino Favas.
I did have a reason for putting this on. Like, there was a very specific reason, I'll let you talk, and then I'll tell you why my reason for putting this on.
I can't wait to hear that reason. And I figured there was a reason. So there's a conflict. I think you've given me a Killswitch Engage song before, and I can't think of which one it was.
I've given you quite a few before.
Okay. Where
actually our very first show.
That's, and I think I rated it pretty poorly.
And I gave you another one at some point. I don't know if it was this season or last season. I gave you another one.
So my notes on this song are, and it's really timely, and it'll set you up for exactly.
Okay.
I love the singing, don't love the yelling.
I knew that was going to happen.
And so I have a 50-50 love-hate with this song, because half the song I'm like, hate it. And then the other half, I'm like, gosh, the vocals are good. And my biggest thing is, when there's the yelling like that, I really can't digest and hear the lyrics like I should be. And so that's my biggest problem when it's like that. But when so let me ask you this, when you are used to that type of music, mm-hmm. can you hear the lyrics when you're first listening to a brand new song? Can you understand the lyrics, or do you have to look at the lyrics?
It depends. It depends on the singer. Like, certain words, I think the way they phrase it, you can make it up. It depends on their style of, like, kind of yelling or growling or screaming. Okay. Like, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Well, there's growling, there's screaming, there's grunting, there's snarling,
there's a lot. So I think when the singing vocals are happening, it's excellent. So it's a much edgier song than I would like, but it's really not terrible for 50% of the song.
So that's good.
So tell me about the song and why it ended up on this list as inspirational and meaningful.
So I, first of all, you know, I am a huge Killswitch Engage fan, so I love them. And this is actually coming off of, like, their one record that wasn't, like, so, like, this record itself, this record just called Killswitch Engage.
Let's just These puppies of yours are perfect. Milo and Bear are just so cute. They're like, Dad's here. Dad's here.
Yeah, Dad's here. Dad's working downstairs as opposed to being upstairs. So we're like just gonna go. We're just gonna go off. But yeah, I mean, with Killswitch Engage, it's always been one of my favorite bands. I think they're great. This record that this song's off wasn't actually a very good record for them. Had a lot of filler. Like, it just was kind of like, I don't know, it was a little like, if you talk to a lot of Killswitch fans, it's kind of like a paint-by-numbers record in a way. I hate to say that, but it felt like that for a lot of fans. But there's a few really great tracks, this one being one of those standout tracks. And I love the lyrics to this song. And, of course, for any WWE fans out there, CM Punk's entrance music. Used to be CM Punk's theme song, which, you know, before he went to Living Colors, Cult of Personality, this was his entrance music. So, you know, there's that too. But
yeah.
I love the lyrics of this song. I just think that they are so, like, motivational and so positive. You know, it's just, it gets me it fires me up. Like, this is on my, like my PMA playlist, like my positive mental attitude playlist, especially the one that I use to work out to sometimes too.
Sure.
But it really gets my blood boiling. You know, it's, it's good. It fires me up. But I love this song.
It's, you know, it's not the worst song you've ever sent me.
I'm glad you picked up though on the singing part, because I thought for sure. And so they've had two different singers. They had Jesse, who was the first singer, then Howard, who's on this. Mm-hmm. Howard was on
great vocals.
Yeah, he's got that bravado, like amazing, like just range. And then Jesse's been back in a band now for a little bit, but I was hoping that you would pick up on that you'd be like, you know, the way Howard can like just deliver like so much bravado, so much like power in his voice,
extremely,
and so much emotion. Oh, I love when it comes in. And I know it starts off like, bah, bah, you know, and then it's like, and then it's just like majestic, like,
yeah.
Should we play a little bit?
We should play a little bit.
All right, I'll play a little bit. Let's play a little bit. I love the riff.
Buckle up, folks.
The riff
on hard.
It's amazing. I love the riff. Here we go, full circle. We started to show off 3 years ago with Killswitch.
Ow! How does that not hurt my head?
I mean,
and a beautiful Howard transition to this.
Oh, so much power.
I enjoy his voice very much. It's just the previous.
I mean, I love. You gotta love that lyric. Even through the darkest day, this fire burns always. I mean,
yes.
What a great lyric.
There wasn't a ton on this song, like as far as like the history of it, or the meaning of it, rather. It just kind of was basically, I think what I found was like, you're going to fight for what you want. Like,
yeah,
it's,
I mean, I think it's one of these things where, once again, it means something to everybody, you know, whatever you're going through in life, it's all that, like, you know, no matter how dark it gets, like as dark as it gets, as low as you go, or it can be, there's always a light somewhere. And like, as long as that fire in you still burns, like, you will find your way out. Like, you'll get to where, you know, you'll get out of the darkness. That's how I've always taken it. You know,
I think as long as there's fire left in you that burns, you'll get out of it. So don't let your fire fizzle.
Don't let your fire fizzle out.
Don't be a fire fizzler.
Let that fire burn.
Yes, because hopefully you'll find a good friend who will come along and ignite you.
That's right.
Blow you up in a good way, not like in a death way.
Not in a death kind of way.
I know. I'm thinking a lot about death. I even have my true crime shirt on.
Yeah, you got your true crime shirt on.
I got it all Duffy today.
That's Dave Manley. That's my goal in life, to be 50% not terrible.
I love it. It's a good goal. That's a really good goal, because this song was 50% not terrible.
50% right. Not terrible. Okay.
Where do I rate this song?
Where does Killswitch Engage, This Fire, rate for you on your scale? 1 to 5 records, Amanda Sharp.
you know, this was not, I probably won't listen to this much after
probably
today.
Not.
And if I do, it'll be off of our playlist. So it'll just be naturally nestled into a song switch. But I don't love it, but I do like the singing in it. So like I wouldn't skip it. I wouldn't skip it.
Okay.
But I don't like it.
Not skippable.
It's not going to be skippable because I do think the message is really great. Okay. And 50% of the song is tolerable. So I'm going to come in at just a
3.0. A three.
I don't know. I'm doing 0.0s today. 4.0. 3.0. So
Chris Weingard checking in, by the way.
Chris.
Yay, Chris. Welcome. Being a teenager in the 1980s. Metallica was it for me. When metal started going more into what I call Cookie Monster Rock, I checked out. So I'm with Rock the man when it comes to Cookie Monster Rock.
I love it. Oh my gosh. That was something from our first season. Yeah. That should become a shirt too. I'm going to write that down.
I love Cookie Monster Rock.
That's great. All right. So
Amanda taking shirt design ideas.
I have all my list. Yeah. No two I've killed for less. Got it.
Check.
Cookie Monster Rock, doable. Okay. So that definitely puts Chris in the lead for the show. No,
it's good. I've got a total scoring now of 7.
Uh-oh. I didn't realize I creeped ahead
of you. And you've got a total scoring right now of
7.2. Oh, we're so bad at math. I hope everyone enjoys our struggle every single Monday. All right, so 7. Yeah. Oh.
Dave checking in with, I've killed for less Cookie Monster Rock.
I've killed to not listen to Cookie Monster Rock.
Oh, boy.
All right, so moving on to our third song.
Third and final songs for our swap. All right, so your third song to me is actually one of my my favorite of your three.
Seriously?
I really, really like, and actually, once again, my buddy Josh and I were listening to this song yesterday, and we actually re-listened to this one because he actually likes Randy Travis. And that's who the song is Randy Travis, Three Wooden Crosses. And he likes Randy Travis, actually, believe it or not. Interesting? Like, we actually had to go back and re-listen to it because we're like, well, wait a second. Hold on. Wait, what's the story? Like, the story. We were so into the story of this song. Like, phenomenal. The story is great. Like, I could totally see this playing out. And I don't think, and the song is definitely much more traditional country, I'd say. And this was off of 2002, but I think the song sounded like very 90s to me, actually, but I guess it came out in 2002.
Even his most of recent things still have that 90s sound.
Yeah.
He just never got out of that decade.
which I think there's something to be said for that, because we talked about it, I think, last week. Like, there's that style of country where, you know, some of these guys are traditional, some of them started to do crossover, but he's kind of always stayed like...
Yep, true to himself.
Yeah, he's just sort of like... He just does that country sound that he does, you know, that he's known for. And I definitely recognize, I wouldn't say I've listened to a ton of stuff, but he's very recognizable to me. Like, I know his name. And, you know, I think anybody who's like in any kind of popular music recognizes Randy Travis's name. But so getting back to this song was actually really enjoyable to listen to. And I loved the story. Mm-hmm. And I also loved how it was sort of like created into like sort of like a, I don't know, like a parable or something. I don't know how you would say it. Like
I think something along those lines. To say it that way.
It was just very storytelling. Yes. You know, which also is another like good country trope, I think, is kind of nice. That I like the total storytelling. And I went back and I was like, where, you know, I had a feeling I understood, like, you know, obviously the song's called Three Wooden Crosses and so I obviously know this is heavy Christian undertones, obviously, but I wanted to find out like why he wrote the song. You know, where did this story come from? Was this something that he had encountered? How was he inspired? And so I found it on songfacts.com. And so the song was actually written by Nashville songwriters Ken Williams and Doug Johnson. And obviously the narrative, if you've never listened to it, it's about the redemption of a prostitute. And this was actually the 2003 Country Music Association Song of the Year when this came out. So the story is recounted. The story recounted in the song is a symbolic of Travis's own conversion, he said. He explained to Christian Music Today, "I came from a background that was heavy with drugs and alcohol and arrests. I've heard people speak about a vision or something hit them, like a light turned on right then and there. For me, I was nearly in my 20s and I went to bed one night and just started reading the Bible. That's how the slow process of becoming to understand that I needed to know more about the Word of God began, and then becoming to a point of accepting Christ in water baptism." So for him, you know, he had a very, obviously very significant personal experience that did that, like triggered that light. And so led on to like the creation of the song, which is a really interesting tune, man. I highly recommend checking out this because we've talked about it. Like I can see sometimes a lot of these songs playing out. Like, I mean, I know they've made music videos for a lot of these. I don't know if there's a video for this, but oftentimes, like you see the video, sometimes they borderline on the cheesy side of things when they try to like do the narrative version of it. But I could definitely see this being like an interesting short film for sure.
Yeah.
But I really dug the song. It was my favorite of the three songs. Even though I love Me the Carpenters, I thought that this was a cool tune and the message on it is great. I really did. Even in the track. I mean, I love how he sums it up in the song itself. And I don't know if anybody's ever heard this song before. And we'll play it in a second, but I love when he says, at the end of the song, he says basically, because he's up there sort of preaching and he's bringing it all together. And he said, it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind when you go. I think it's a great line.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what you believe in, you know, doesn't matter what faith you're in. I think that that's sort of just a golden rule of life in general. I thought that was a great way. Once again, I think that when these songs, like these very influenced spiritual songs, even though they have heavy, like religious undertones, I feel like there's a great way of doing it without beating people over the head sometimes and feeling more like conversion songs in a sense of like being more about just personal experience. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with any kind of music. I just feel like that I feel like it resonates more with me as just a person when someone's just talking more about like how they're affected and how it's changed their life for the better and how they're feeling and how it makes them feel, as opposed to being like, you need to feel this way because everything else you believe in is wrong and only my way is the right way type of thing. And I love that this song tells a story. I think it's great. Brings in a great message at the end. Really well done. And I like the tune. I think it's a cool tune. I would probably listen to this again. I let me play a little bit of this if you guys have never heard Three Wooden Crosses.
So Josh had not heard that song before?
He had not heard it before. Either.
That's so fun.
No. He hadn't heard this one.
And it just kind of slaps you in the face of like, wow, like my legacy can look different.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher.
I love this. If I was like, wait, a hooker? Wow, I'm going right
in. Yeah, going
right in.
Bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation.
And it's a great story. I mean, it's great. It's told well. But basically, you've got, you know, three people on a bus.
Four people.
At first, I was like, it's like a math problem. Like,
word
problems. Like, four people get on a bus.
And I think that's fair because it's not until the end that you're going, there's three wooden crosses, four people, who is the survivor and why. It's so beautiful how it ties in.
Yeah, you're kind of like to a point where like you feel like the reason why they didn't give the fourth cross to the prostitute, the hooker, because she's a hooker. But then you realize the twist at the end is that she actually survived and was the, like, she was, you know, redeemed. And, you know, like, she obviously had that experience of surviving a bus crash and, like, changed her life. You know, and then the guy preaching is actually her son. It's just very cool, like, the way they...
It is.
Good storytelling.
It goes through what each person of those three crosses left
behind.
you know, the teacher left like her wisdom, left behind. The farmer left a, you know, field and children. It's just because we all leave something behind.
Yeah, and I think that sums it up great at the end of that. So I really enjoyed the song. I thought it's cool. I'm going to go to 4.0. 4.0.
Ooh, look at this.
Yeah, all a right. Very well-written tune. And, you know, listen, I like the message because I don't feel like, once again, I don't think it's browbeating me over the head with a Bible.
saying, no, yeah.
You know, I think it's just a very simple message anybody can live life with, you know, especially when it sums it up at the end. Like, and anything could happen in your life, and it's why it's important to, you know, savor every day.
And redemption. You know, you only are choosing the life that you live today. It can change tomorrow. It can change this next second. To decide.
Yeah, you get to decide the way that you want to live your life. And I think that that's great, which is, I feel like a theme of all these songs, by the way, is very much like you live life how you want to live, but, you know, try to live it the best you can. You
absolutely.
Know,
and
so 4.0 for me.
Receive that. Thank you so much. Thank you so
you
much.
You are welcome.
I'm glad you liked that one. I was hoping you would like the little like switch and bait at the end.
I did like the switch and bait at the end. I really did.
And that's fun that you had to like listen to it a second time to go, what just happened? That's super fun to me.
We did. We went back, and I remember going, wait a second. Oh, whoa.
It all clicks.
I thought that was very clever. Very clever narrative storytelling.
Okay. So Chris's last and final song to me. Will it be enough to have him be in the lead? I don't know. Can it be? I'm at 11.2. You're at 7.
Right now you're 11.2. I would have to get. I would have to score a 5 to beat you.
Okay. So I don't have to score.
Or 4 point something.
I don't have to fluff my score on this one.
No, you don't have to.
All right. True Believers by the Bouncing Souls, which
New Jersey's finest.
Which is Dave approves of this choice. I really like this one, and I need to get to my screenshot so I can cover some of these lyrics because I just think they were so, so great.
They really are.
They're phenomenal. So I've met some people along the way. Some of them split, some of them stay, some of them walk, some walk on by. I've got a few friends I'll love till I die. From all of those people, I try to learn. Some of them shine, some of them burn. Some of them rise, some of them fall. For good or bad, I've known them all. Like, it just was super powerful. So I honestly, truly, I kind of just love the lyrics almost more than the song itself, because it just goes on to say, we live our life in our own way, never really listen to what they say. The kind of faith that doesn't fade away. We are the true believers. And again, it goes into this belief of something, but not shoving anything necessarily down your throat. It's just, I think we both believe everyone needs something to believe in.
Yeah.
Whether it's to be a good person or believe something higher than us. I think it's just really important to have something to believe into and strive to be a good soul for. So I really, really like the words. And it goes on to even say, well, you can fight or you can run, hide under a rock till the war is won, play it safe and don't make a sound, but not us. We won't back down. Because sometimes you just need that extra encouragement to keep going.
You do. And I mean, it's no secret, anybody that goes to see the Bouncing Souls and listens to them knows that this is one of their most popular songs.
Interesting.
And a great sing-along song. Everybody goes bananas because it's pop punk, great lyrics, it's super energizing, and this is a definitely like one of those ones where like you're singing in a crowd and everybody's singing along, and you know, truly believe. It's just like, it's such a good feeling, you know. And and it's such, I mean, it doesn't get much more of a positive message than this.
Absolutely. You know? This could just be a poem.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it could have just been a poem and I would have been just as content, but it's not. It was put towards music and with some soul in it. And I did like this presentation of the song. I thought it was interesting. So will you play a little bit for us, Chris? Our listeners can hear True Believers.
Check a little bit of True Believers by the Bouncing Souls here.
By the Bouncing Souls. And I think that name is so fun. Some of them want some more goodbye. Gotta be friends, I love till I die. From all these people that you have to learn, some of them.
Some of them rise, some of them fall. But good or bad, I love them all.
And you know what's interesting is the way that he like distributes the words.
Yeah.
Is totally different than I would have ever tried to do. It's very interesting.
Yeah, the way they, and I mean, they've been, honestly, I haven't seen a Bouncing Soul since the 90s. They have been a New Jersey staple band. So good. It's a gang vocal.
It's good.
It's such a great sing-along.
It's really, it is a good sing-along. This is one that I would listen to over and over.
Yeah.
It would be on a playlist, and I think it would nestle in on a lot of different playlists, not just necessarily one that's inspirational or just for our show. I think I'm really glad that you exposed me to the song because I do really like it. And the lyrics are very meaningful to me. I just really, like I said, love them so much.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad because I was hoping you would like the song. This song was swapped out a few times with some other songs in that third spot, but I felt like, I wanted to give you, once again, I always try to construct these playlists that have like different, like they sound different from each other, they different backgrounds, but like, so just so that you're exposed to stuff that like you probably have never heard before. Once again,
absolutely.
Always keeping that part of the show in mind. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave this song. I think it's a good way to cap my playlist off. So it's kind of like lighter, emotional, heavy, like really heavy, you know, Firebirds, like, and then like something that's just poppy and feel good, like real feel good, you know. And that's kind of how I like structured the playlist this week.
And this one is poppy. This is more of the Amanda sound that I like.
Yeah.
Of the ones you typically send me, you know,
it's got some of the sing along parts. You like,
it does.
Like,
yeah.
It's sing along stuff.
It's morphed a kind of heavy type of poem into something lighthearted and positive and encouraging. So I definitely like this one. Where do I rate it?
Where do you rate Bouncing Souls, True Believers? On a scale of 1 to 5 records.
I honestly, I'm going to give this a 5 record. Because I truly did like this one. It just hit right.
Wow.
It just hit right.
A 5 record.
It hit right.
Wow. I did not expect that. Did not expect that. That is, I'm not going to say shocking, but very unexpected.
No, I think you caught me in the right week. We always say time means everything. And sometimes when we hear songs, it means more to us than other times. So I feel like this one was gifted to me at a time that I need this. And sometimes life can make us question our beliefs.
Sure.
And this is a good reminder that, you know, be the true believer and whatever you believe in, things shall pass.
Right.
The world is crazy and screwed up. So things are just going to happen. So I'm a true believer of the true believers.
All right. Well, very good. I accept your 5 records, which puts me in the top spot for this week.
It does.
Amanda Sharp. That gives me a combined score of 12.
Mm-hmm.
And you a combined score of 11.2. For this week's Song Swap Showdown, my playlist reigns supreme.
Which means we are now 4 and 4. 4 and 4.
4 and 4.
So we are, next week. Next week's going to be something.
Tiebreaker.
It's like rock, paper, scissors. I'm terrible at
it.
I love it.
I love it. Oh, we got some, let's see. Dave Mattingly. Chris ties it up with 4 and 4. Scott Rewald. Hey, what's up, buddy? Good morning to all. Good morning to you, Scott.
Ooh,
appreciate you.
Look at that profile picture. Woo!
Love it. That's your kind of profile picture.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, this has been great. Show's not over yet, though, folks, because we still have one more bit left to do here.
I'm telling you what, this is truly one of my most exciting parts of our show.
Is it?
It's from the noise it makes to the anticipation to the final, like, this is what it is. Because Chris and I would bounce around the idea of like, oh, what should it be next week?
Right.
And so this just takes all of that out. It takes all of the thoughts that everyone's contributed, put it in one place, and the wheel decides.
The wheel decides. So Amanda Sharp, what time is it?
It is the Wheel of Themes.
I love how much you love that.
I know. And they can't see it in the background, but I'm like dancing.
You're totally dancing.
I'm totally dancing.
All right. So we've got the Wheel of Themes up. And by the way, it has been updated.
Look at them. Topics. Woo! Yeah.
Scoury Walt with the metal. Yes. Metal. Oh,
I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah. It means metal. Metal.
That? Oh, clever.
Ian, the wheel's coming. Yes, it is here. All right. So here we go. Wheel has been, Dave Adderley, what goes up must go down. Spinning the wheel got to go. Dave.
I like it. He's on
all
it.
Right. He's on it. All right. So wait. Got the Wheel of Themes are up to pick next week's show theme. It has been updated with the most recent suggestions, by the way, because we do have the chat in the Facebook group. If you're not a member, join the Facebook group. So that way you can get your idea placed on to the Wheel of Show Themes. Here we go, Amanda. We're giving it. Actually, I'm going to shuffle it. Shuffle, and we're spinning.
Shuffle, spin.
Here we go. What is next week's show theme?
Oh, boy. I can't read it.
Songs about weather.
Oh, I already got one.
Tony Forkboy Donato.
Tony Donato. Look at that. I would
Tony
never have
Tony Forkboy Donato. Songs about weather.
That's next week's show theme. Head.
Songs about weather. Oh, by the way, is it going to be It's Raining Men? Is that going to be?
I didn't even think about that one. That's good.
Oh, it's raining men.
It could be about sunshine, snow, rain, leaves falling.
Yep. Chris Wang, November rain. Look at that. The suggestions are coming already.
Now remember, you guys, part of our show that we try to do, although sometimes we flunk because intentionally, we try to choose songs that each other doesn't know either. So that's always an element we have to put into our song choices. So,
We do. We do try to see if we can stump each other on that and make sure that it's not a song that we've heard, that one of us has heard before. So we will put the post in the Facebook group. Let the suggestions fly in there, because you never know, we may actually wind up using one of your suggestions. Because I'm going to tell you 100%, Amanda, I do look at what you guys post in the group. And a lot of times some of your suggestions do wind up on our on our playlist. Yeah, I love it, Scott. I was thinking that too, buddy. You read my mind. Raining blood. Yeah, and then Chris, raining blood. Yeah. Look at this purple rain. Look at it. It's already happening.
Blood too. I haven't even heard of raining blood.
Oh, could be on the list. Yeah,
could Krista, be on purple the rain. List.
It's already starting. I love it. Absolutely love it. And so
you don't like Jimmy Buffett. So some of the songs I would have chose maybe would have been from him. The decisions.
Just because I'm not a Jimmy Buffett fan doesn't mean I'm not going to like the song though.
This is true. I got some work to do.
Scott, you're in for a treat.
Is it like rainy blood? Or
you're pretty accurate.
Okay. So it's the hurt, the sore. It'll be a sore throat song.
Yes.
Got it.
It is the greatest metal riff ever written in the history of all of heavy metal.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. There's no other. I mean, there are a billion great metal riffs. Rain and Blood is the greatest metal riff ever written, in my opinion.
How about I hold off on listening just in case it ends up on the list?
It may end up on the list.
I want to listen with the show ears versus Amanda ears.
Yeah, show ears.
Show ears.
Show ears. Yeah, Scott, that is accurate.
Chris, this is so fun. I'm really excited. Great.
Yeah. No, this is a great. Thank you. I know Tony had to go off on break here to get back to work, but thank you, Tony Forkboy Donato, for suggesting that onto the Wheel of Show Theme. So next week's show theme, just a reminder, make sure you tune in next Monday live right here on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube, 8:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be doing Songs About Weather will be our show theme. So get those suggestions. I already see them going. We're going to put the post in the Facebook group. Get in there. Mark them all down. We love it. Keep them all coming. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us today, spending some time with us. So many great friends in the chat. Scott, Chris, Ian, Krista, Dave Mattingly, who's, once again, we did his show theme today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you, Dave, for that wonderful suggestion. We had Mark in here for a little bit. Of course, Tony Donato. We had John Pica from back of the cereal mm-hmm. box checking in. So a lot of great friends here today. Thank you all so much. And for those of you that didn't comment, that's fine. We're just happy you were spending some time with us today. For those of you checking out the audio feed or the replay of this, thank you so much for choosing to spend some of your precious time with us. Make sure you hit that follow button wherever you're listening to the show and that subscribe button if you're watching us on YouTube, and hit that little bell so that way you get notified every single time we drop new videos of the show. We have full episodes of Song Swap Showdown on our channel. Plus, we also release all kinds of funny reaction videos. Our latest one we just did on Elvis karate chopping a cheetah. Or a leopard, as we were corrected in the comments.
We were so politely schooled.
We were schooled. But I appreciate that. Keep the comments going. I'm still laughing over that video. I couldn't get over that. I know.
He's like, great video reaction. But just FYI, this is a leopard. And then also, and then also, and then also. Yeah, I was like, we just got so schooled in the most polite manner ever.
Yeah.
It was great.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So make sure you check out some of the videos there. And yeah, feel free to join our Facebook group. Totally free to join. Use the links in the show notes. Or if you're watching, click or scan the QR code on our screen. That'll take you to all the links to our Facebook group, to our merch shop, where we all got all kinds of great merch coming. I know Amanda's going to be doing more merch drops very, very soon.
Based on today's show.
Just on today, there's going to be some more merch drops coming. So we appreciate you all. Thank you so, so much. Amanda, any final words before we wrap it up for today?
Just thank you for tuning in and listening to our fun banter about Mondays and poo water.
Oh, that poo water. We'll get you every time.
Oh, that poo water. You never see it coming until you do.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. Thank you all so much. And we will see you next week for another live episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown, with next week's theme being songs about weather. Cheers, everyone. Get notified every single time we drop a new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. Just hit that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show, please use the email address in our show notes and we'll get right back to you. And last but not least, please feel free to follow us over on our social accounts on Instagram and TikTok at Song Swap Showdown, or join our ever-growing community in our Facebook group by using the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening.